If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
What people didn't get, though, was that God still loved them and even by these laws was protecting them and was saying that they could be healed and restored.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when you were growing up in your school, your neighborhood, maybe even in your house, there was that kid, the tattler. Maybe you were that kid. If so, I'm sure you grew out of it. And you know, at one time or another, all of us have had a tendency to be that kid. Then there is also a time when we should report a problem, a wrongdoing, a crime. The campaigns against that are actually evil, identifying people as snitches, keeping drug dealers, killers, gangbangers, and all kinds of other evil people in power while victims are destroyed. Well, there's a dramatic difference between that and the tattler. But what if someone did something good, tremendously good to you, and then told you to keep quiet about it? Would you go and tell about it anyway? Maybe you would just tell your family or your closest friend. Or maybe you, out of your excitement, just tell the first person you see and then tell them, no, make them swear not to tell anyone else. But of course, they do. It is said that lottery winners have family and friends they never even knew existed after they win the big prize. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we're going to hear about how the good news about Jesus was spread even when he didn't want it to be. But right now, listen to Damaris Carbaugh remind us that the victory is won through prayer.
For the husband who has yet to choose the road of faith, for the child who's far from home, whose heart's been led astray, for the friend who struggled long with what it means to believe, for every heartache, every trial, no matter what the need, the victory is won through prayer. We will not be defeated or despair. The Lord of love is listening anytime and everywhere. The victory is won through prayer. The victory is won through prayer. In prayer we do battle and the faithful testify of the wonders they have seen the Savior do time after time. So let us press on pleading on behalf of those we love. He can do great things, so let us not give up. The victory is won through prayer. We will not be defeated or despair. For the Lord of love is listening anytime and everywhere. The victory is won through prayer. The victory is won through prayer. Ooh. What a privilege is ours to intercede. We stand the tallest on our knees. The victory is
defeated or despair. For the Lord of love is listening anytime and everywhere. The victory is won through prayer. The victory is won through prayer. Time and everywhere, the victory is won through prayer. The victory is won through prayer. The victory is won through prayer.
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, at the end of that chapter, John Mark, this associate of the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, is writing about the initiation of Jesus' years of earthly ministry. He first recounts the announcement by John the Baptist and then Jesus' baptism with its prominent simultaneous affirmation of the Father and the Holy Spirit, and then the temptation by Satan of Jesus in the desert. He then records how Jesus initiates the training of his first disciples, James, John, Andrew, and Simon, or Peter, as he's later called, and shows that Jesus walks and talks in authority with his preaching, teaching, and miracles. In fact, in one 24-hour period, Jesus moves into the town of Capernaum, the home of these disciples, and becomes an overnight success, as the world would look at it. But Jesus is not rushing to be world leader. He had already turned Satan down on that matter. He had another mission. So, in verses 40 through 45, Mark says this: a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hands and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning: "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Well, I can't say that I'm surprised at the man, and I'm sure that neither was Jesus. Even Jesus knew all the possibilities of reaction and how, especially at this point, the tattlers of good news would get in the way of his immediate mission of go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. You remember that from a few verses ahead? Nevertheless, Jesus was going to do all this: healings, demon casting out, preaching and teaching, till he went to the cross. But this account tells me more and even helps us understand what Jesus is all about. Well, he is first of all about the fact that God is love and compassion. It says Jesus was filled with compassion. And to understand that, we need to understand that leprosy, was not only physically abhorrent and scary to the people, but legally and religiously forbidden. Because of the law given by God to Moses, it was important for the community to put lepers out. Lepers were total outcasts. What people didn't get, though, was that God still loved them. Even by these laws, he was protecting them. He was protecting the lepers and saying that they could be healed and restored. Well, Jesus showed this compassion of God and even shortcut the process by touching the leper, but touching him with authority. And that's the second part of this. Jesus showed the fact that God could heal this utter outcast. Jesus had the authority. He says, "I am willing. Be clean." In other words, he was willing and able. He is able, my friend, because he is God, and he is willing and able for you. But why did he tell him not to tell, but go and tell the priest and offer sacrifices? Jesus also says about this same time, and Matthew records it, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them." He, by touching this leper and healing him, was showing a lightning-fast fulfillment of the love, compassion, power of God, and the law which God had put into place at the same time. Nothing was abrogated, but it was fulfilled. That was the testimony that Jesus wanted the religious authorities to hear and see. Jesus didn't just touch the leper because he could, but because he could heal him. Of course, the religious authorities were still stuck in first gear, not remembering that God's goal was healing from sin and sickness and redemption and restoration. So even in the act of tattling the good news, this former leper was setting Jesus' course in the direction of the cross. He was setting up that debate, even that argument between the Pharisees, the other religious authorities, and Jesus. My friend, millenniums have passed from that day when Jesus healed this leper, but many of you are still not willing to go up to Jesus with all your sins and sickness and say to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Well, Jesus is willing and he is able. So why not? Why not right now say to him, "Jesus," pray it with me, "Jesus, if you are willing, make me clean." In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.